Echo Delta Whiskey.
N4ZLK.
Four Echo Delta Whiskey, over.
N4ZLK, my name is Shane. Good morning, Ed.
Things with you, over.
Better than a lot, and about like everybody else, with no power, and I'm actually out mobile. Found some more fuel for my generator. Got to see my kids, and headed back to the house. But I heard your announcement a little bit ago. I'd heard about I-40, and but also glad you're on a all home generator. So I'm very happy that's taking care of you.
Good. It came on when power went off the other night. Lights go off. I count to 20, and they're back on. Over.
Beat that. Thank goodness for modern conveniences. I've installed a transfer switch. I can run most of my house. I can't run the AC, but I can run, in the wintertime, I can run the heat and the gas heat. I can run the gas stove, the gas water heater, and the lights and everything. So we're pretty well set as long as we have fuel.
5K before this, and of course I had to go out, have a carport, and get it started, run extension cords. My wife got tired of that and said, I want a Valentine's present full house, and it's worked out pretty good for the last several years. Half a dozen times. I've got a tank that's supposed to be good for a week, but we're going to find out. Over.
Engine up there, you're probably going to be out for a while. There's some areas down here that's going to be a while, too. I'm just driving down one road. It looks like a war zone with the number of trees down and power lines down. There were areas that got flooded, but nothing like what you guys got up in the mountains.
Channel 13, it's bad. Asheville's got all kinds of flooding in the usual areas. Chimney Rock was just wiped out, swept away apparently because it's on a river or was on a river. And some pictures I've seen there, it looks like it's gone. Don't know about Brevard because I haven't been into town. But I would imagine there's some areas there that have been pretty much hit because there are areas that flood even with the normal rain. And on my rain gauge, we've had about 5 inches here the last couple of days. And then before that was one plus. So it's kind of bad in town. I haven't been in town yet, don't have to go, but it's not something I want to be on the roads for.
To go out, probably good not to. I know Patrick, I think, is going to head into Brevard here in a little bit. But I did see the pictures about Chimney Rock. And I know there's a lot of other places going to be like that. My son was just telling me that Asheville had a flood in 1916, and they're saying that a major flood. And they're saying this one this flood is worse than that one by a couple inches as far as the water levels. So, I guess a 100-year flood, here we are again.
Different pictures, and in some places it's been something like 20 feet above normal level.
It's crazy, and you know, we had that rain system come through on Thursday, right ahead of this one, all the rain, so you know, the ground was really saturated and just nowhere for that water to go but downhill.
Flood is here on the Green Road Bridge, which is across Broad, and it actually came up above it and covered the road enough so it was not, it wasn't passable as far as I'm concerned. I won't drive through water. And it flooded it quite a bit, so a lot of us could not get out.
W4SO.
Don't drive through water. And I don't know, Ed, if you're familiar with the Green River Gorge area off 26 there, but my son is in a whitewater rescue, whitewater kayaking community, and they're sending people up there because everybody along the Green River there, there's a bunch of homes down in there. They completely got flooded out and they're trapped. They can't get out. Yeah, go ahead, Sean. N4ZLK.
Going to ask you if you remember hearing anything up to date of any gas in southwest Greenville, Powdersville, Piedmont area.
Anything. I was just on Whitehorse and Farsbridge, and there was a QT and a Sphinx there that had a lot of people in line, so it looked like they had fuel. That's more western Greenville than south, southern Greenville.
Hey, it's not too far from that area, so, yeah, I'm also looking for some information down in Conestee. I'm sure you heard part of that exchange with Ed. Cool. I'll be on the site, W4SOE.
Somebody listening. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Ed.
Good here. I've lost a few, well, a lot of deadfall from the trees, and one branch fell across my long loop antenna and pulled it down, but did not damage the antenna. I put enough slack into it when I put it up, so I cut that branch off and pulled the wire back up. I haven't tried it yet, but it should be okay. Well, actually, I have got it on because I tuned to the HF station that we were talking about earlier, 7.275, and there's some kind of trader's net on there, so I'm not sure what's going on with that one. But and there are a couple other frequencies I want to monitor. I'm getting ready to send a list of frequencies to Sean. But it sounds like you're doing pretty good down there. Over.
We're making it. We're able to get around more. And I'm just trying a road that was flooded yesterday. I'm hoping it's receded. I won't have to turn around to get home. N4ZLK, you guys be careful up there.
W4SOE.
If we can do anything, I'm going to be monitoring. Let us know. Out.
WEDW, this is N1BKG.
For EDW, give me a call again. I just got part of it. Over.
Bravo Kilo Golf. This is Brian Glover here up in Roslyn.
Keep saying that we got to get together. How are you doing over there? I just saw a picture on Facebook, and it looks like you got a little bit of flooding there. Over.
Oh, we're up here at on the Continental Divide, just there south of Roslyn. So I've got no problem here at my house. Just a little bit of debris in the yard, but we've fared really, really fortunate. But yeah, Roslyn itself flooded pretty good. But yeah, it's back. Passable 178 all the way up to our house. So, I've been down in Houston for some cancer treatment, and we made it back early Saturday morning. We were trying to come home late Friday, but it didn't work out.
There's nothing like being away and has all kinds of stuff going on. You don't know what's happening. Do you have phone access? Over.
I do not have any phone, no internet, no power. However, I do have generator, so we fired up here and there, and then I'm on battery right now, just on a handheld to my vertical, getting out to the repeater here. But yeah, we're doing quite well. I'm not going to complain.
Notify anybody. I have phone access by using Wi-Fi. It turns out it's working pretty good. If you need to let anybody know, I can relay for you. Over.
We actually made it out. We notified everybody that we needed to yesterday through the Mount Mitchell repeater. They were running a similar type of net where they were doing welfare checks and emergency notifications. So everybody that I know of that we needed to get a hold of is notified. But if something comes up, this is kind of the frequency I'm monitoring most now, so I'll let you know.
I'll have it on, but I'll be up and down. But if you don't get me, then try again a little bit later. I'll probably spend some time down here today just see if I can take traffic for anybody. And it sounds like, well, things here are real calm, but it's going to be a while. When you were roaming around, did you get into Brevard?
Get it into Brevard, and then we tried to get a little further east to Hendersonville, but at least at the time, Everett, all that area was flooded, and then Crab Creek was flooded at 64, and then 64 was flooded at around Horseshoe area. We couldn't get over there to check on anybody, but we made it around to check on everybody we needed to here.
And from watching the Channel 13, that Hendersonville seems pretty isolated from what I heard there, and everywhere else. Did you hear about I-40? Over.
went back from Houston Friday night, I was able to kind of see some news reports and saw quite a bit of damage there in 40. I've seen a bunch of pictures from East Henderson or North Hendersonville, around Flat Rock also down that way, and then Chimney Rock and all the damage that way. It seems like they got it a lot worse than we did over here anyway. I hope you're doing all right down there with the flooding.
We were flooded. You're probably familiar with the Green Road Bridge into Hannaford. Are you familiar with that, or?
Yeah, and kind of figured maybe it would have some trouble.
In the usual dip place, it also overran the banks and flooded Hannaford, where Hannaford goes into the bridge. It's what we had predicted several years ago when they were working on the bridge.
And it's really kind of cut off everybody from access. And, yeah, I feel like Hendersonville specifically is kind of on an island right now, and I hear it just gets worse from there as you go further to the kind of the north and northeast. Coming from the south, I'm told that Highway 178, for whoever it's worth, I'm looking for information, I'm told Highway 178 from Rosman down to Highway 11 in South Carolina is impassable with landslide and road missing.
Way is also cut off by trees and power lines, I understand. Over.
But our transmission, I only heard power lines.
Highway going down or up the mountain and down into South Carolina has been cut off, I understand, by trees and power lines down. Over.
Understand, and then we've been told that Highway 178 specifically, headed down to Highway 11, is washed out in at least one place.
That's the way I like to go if I go down to Atlanta. It's not as curvy as some of the roads, over.
I know we were trying to get home from Atlanta yesterday, but for what it's worth, we made it going up Highway 11 through Walhalla to 130 and 281 into Sapphire and then over on 64. And that was clear yesterday about midday.
To go anywhere in the next few days, I've got to go into Brevard Tuesday, but I understand that 64 is clear into Brevard and from Green Road, and the bridge is now open, so should be a problem. I think Island 4 is probably still flooded. Over.
Green Road, 64 into Brevard, that's all clear as of yesterday, kind of midday to afternoon, so you should be just fine.
Whiskey Delta 3, Bravo.
Bravo.
County, but we got Ken up in both Transylvania and Jackson. So you're saying that Whitewater Road up to above Bad Creek is open?
Yesterday at about 11 a.m., my wife and I drove up from Atlanta, took 11 through Walhalla to, and then 130, 281 to Sapphire to 64. And it was, we had to, you know, it's down to one lane in a couple places with trees cut. And but yeah, there's a ton of traffic going through that area, and it seems to be, it was the only one open yesterday. But yeah, it's good to go all the way to 64 and Sapphire, and then 64 is good into Transylvania County.
One of our relatives lives north of Cashiers, and you cut over past the overlook and go up on 107. Have you heard anything there?
This morning they said that should be open and clear as well.
Awesome. Thank you very much. We were just, you know, we're not going to go any place soon, but yeah, that's also great, not great news, but it's good information about 178, because that's obviously our alternate route.
Yeah, specifically towards like the Cashier, Sapphire area, the wind damage was not as extreme as it has been further east over there, so I wouldn't worry about any loved ones that way. No one's going to have any cell signal, and that's kind of the main problem out our way right now, is just no communication, but the damage wasn't very severe that direction. But yeah, I mean, it's just crazy.
Station. What have you guys heard in between Rosman and Cashiers? We had heard reports that 64 was washed out through there.
It's all clear and intact. And in fact, in Sapphire, McNeely's hardware store was out of power, but open for business with whatever they could do to help. And there was gas in Sapphire. And I've heard there's gas and Cashiers, at least as of yesterday evening as well. So that should be all clear.
Really appreciate it, and it's always good. Like I said, people wonder why we keep this great hobby alive, and now they know why.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, anytime. N1BKG.
Bravo, 73. Thanks.
Station N4, is that okay?
Go ahead.
N4ZLK. I was just going to let you know, if you try to go 11 on from the eastern side, trying to get into get down to 178, there is a bridge out in Cleveland in the Echo Valley area. There are detours, or there are ways around it. You can come into Marietta and take 288, but just for that information, if you try to drive all the way on 11, it's going to be blocked at some point.
That's exactly the way I would have gone, and that's also great information. Yeah, I kind of figured out about 11, but it's great to get confirmation.
Our best way would just to turn left where 11 meets 276, go into Marietta and take 288, and that'll get you back to Pumpkin Town, and then you can get to 11 from there.
I really appreciate all everybody's information, and like I said, it's always good to have firsthand, and that's what the radio is for in these cases, I guess.
Back to you guys. N4ZLK.
Okay, this is N4VUT. I'm trying to find some information on heading east towards Mooresville. Is the 11 open all the way up to the 26 and 26 south to 85?
No. I'm on the western side of Greenville, northwestern side, and I know that part of 11, but going east, I have not been. There are other operators that live out that way, and they may be listening. Sorry, I couldn't help you. N4ZLK.
Bravo, this is November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Over.
Go ahead, WD3B.
26 may be closed. I'm not sure exactly where. So it may be closed going up to 81. Over.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep on checking the conditions. We're not going anywhere soon, but just trying to make sure if we decide to head that way, it's pain-free as possible.
Closed near the Tennessee line. Don't know about 19, which parallels that for a while, but a lane was washed out by a landslide near Tennessee. Over.
Up there, especially all through western North Carolina, it's just hard to imagine.
Is on Facebook, and it really is bad. Do you have communications there on by phone to anywhere over? Either landline or cell phone or both over.
We live in South Barber County, so we're fine, but we got Ken up in the mountains. And funny enough, the man who has the older gentleman who has a landline, we've been in constant communication with him, but our other family member who only has cell phone, we just now heard for the first time in 2 days.
We're able to hear from them then, over.
Like I said, about an hour ago was the first time we talked to them since Friday.
Was out. I'm not sure if it's in. I think some of the people we tried to call is out on their end. But I've got both cell phone and landline partially. So I want to know if anybody needs relays. I can maybe help them with that, over.
Yes, a lot of people transferring a lot of good information, and I appreciate everybody out there, and that's why I love this hobby.
I know yesterday there was a lot going on, and I was doing other stuff, and this morning I figured I'll come down and see what's happening, and sure enough, there are people around. But I've got information that I'm going to read after we finish from Facebook that people who are listening might be interested in the Brevard area. Over.
Yeah, because appreciate everything you're doing, and everybody, Whiskey Delta 3 Bravo.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, information follows. From We Are Brevard NC, which is information website on Facebook. If you are able to travel safely to Brevard, the Lowe's in Pisgah Forest up to the main street of town has power and stores there. Only a few gas stations are open, and the Marathon station near Penrose only has premium and non-ethanol left as of 20 minutes ago. This was an hour ago was the message was sent. Everything is cash only except Lowe's. They accept a card, but you must write down your info and know what you need before you enter the store because you will be escorted around by an employee so they can track their inventory. Walgreens, Ingles, Walmart are closed from what I could see. Are open up through town. 280 is open to Brevard, at least from Mills River. And if if you try to take 64 from Hendersonville, it's flooded in Horseshoe at the gas station with the subway. The road going by the Pisgah landfill towards Oscar Blues is flooded. So no service or very spotty service in Brevard, Pisgah Forest, but if you need service, Etowah has service if you live near the Etowah golf course. In Etowah has gone down and a majority of the trees have been cleared in my area, so if you can safely make it and need supplies, Brevard is open. End of quote. Out.
Okay, W4SOE.
Okay, go ahead, Sean.
Had to step away for 5 minutes. I'm mobile. I've got my notepad and everything with me. Just kind of putting a general call out. I'm going to be checking out the Woodruff side of 85 and see what it looks like out that way.
I'm sure there'll be people interested in that. I'm actually mobile too. I'm almost home and I've got to do a few things before I get back to the radio, but I'll be back on after a while. But I'll try to have an HC with me anyway. Appreciate you, Sean. N4ZLK. And Ed, thank you for that information. I know that was very helpful. N4ZLK, mobile clear.
W4SOE, mobile monitoring.
DX.
Patrick, W4SOE.
DX.
GDX, stand by. K4HJ, is it GX? Oh my God. Patrick, you there? W4SOE. Other station, go ahead. This is W4SOE. X-ray, this is W4SOE. Go ahead, sir.
Kilo Juliet 4, Golf Delta X-ray. I just got my radio out of the box. You're the first station I tuned. What repeater is this, please?
This is the repeater. This repeater sits on Caesar's Head. It is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.
I have a poor connection. Could you repeat, please?
Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society repeater on Caesar's Head. On Caesar's Head. Over.
Thank you very much.
4SOE Mobile.
Echo Delta Whiskey is more information. This is from Steve Maloney. The HF nets are active. Health and welfare checks are best coordinated through the Salvation Army. I don't know exactly how to get hold of them right now.
Since you have internet, maybe there's some information on the Salvation Army website?
See, I've got to bring up the Wi-Fi. I'll get back to you.
W4SOE.
WKO4HK. Son here with what I'm doing, and then I will be back home, so give me about 10, 15 more minutes, and I should be back. But I am monitoring the radio if you need me, or anybody needs me.
Don't stress yourself. I just had an opportunity to go download some files that I need from a gentleman's office here in my Aries group, and they have internet over there, and this will get my WinLink back online, I think. So I took that opportunity to dash over there with a thumb drive. But I'm mobile, monitoring, got my notepad.
Appreciate the help this morning. Trying to get everything done here.
Take your time. Be careful. We'll talk to you soon. W4SOE.
Ed, N4EDW, do you have cell phone access, or?
Cell phone access. I did hear your report, though, and I thank you for that information. I'm relaying it out to my neighbors now so that they can get what they need.
Make contact with anyone out of county. I can get them through the cell phone because I'm using it for Wi-Fi. My wife's idea of a whole house generator a couple years ago is really coming in handy. Over.
We better be careful saying that too loud.
Thank you.
Ed, you be careful, and thanks for the information. KO4HK, standing by.
4CRV, have information on Salvation Army for the gentleman who was looking.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, please give me that. All I've been able to find on a quick look is stuff in Waynesville, and looks like in up in Hendersonville, which is not going to help much, over.
10-4, same. I did find an 800 number. Ready when copy. Either. 800-725-2769. Repeat. 1-800-725-2769.
This is W4SOE. I copy 800-725-2769.
That's correct, and that is straight off their website.
W4SOE.
Depends on what you mean. I'm on the radio now and not really doing that much else. So.
All right, since I'm mobile, I'm wondering if you have the opportunity to call that number and ask them if they are operating an HF net somewhere.
Out. For CRV monitoring.
W4SOE. It looks like Saturn HF net is usually on 14325.
4325. Thank you, sir.
QSO. And they're saying that that's typically on 1200 Zulu.
After 1200 Zulu. Over.
It's generally on the air from 1200 Zulu to 01 Zulu for health and welfare traffic.
1200 Zulu to 0100 Zulu. Good copy.
QSO, okay, 5WL.